And it brings us up to 16 away from 9 o'clock on Real Country on a Friday morning, our favorite time of the week when we get together with our friends from Park Ridge Health. Good morning, Victoria Dunkel.
Good morning, Randy. Good to see you after our snow day last week.
I know. It's been a while, and things are, I'm kind of confused. I think, is this Monday? Is this Tuesday? Is this
It really is Friday, my friend.
It really is Friday. I say, you know, even if you have to work on Saturday, you still don't feel this good on any other day.
You know it. It's the truth.
Well, Hometown Hero is one of our Friday features, and that's always fun. And Victoria, we have a special person to salute today. Izzy Hughes is here with us. Good morning, Izzy.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. You?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
I guess we dragged you out of school today.
Oh, it's okay. It's perfectly fine.
What a trooper. She is so cooperative. We appreciate that.
Izzy is a sophomore at Hendersonville High. Am I right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And music is your thing,
it
right?
It is my thing, yes. I enjoy it a lot.
Well, we're so glad because we enjoy your music, too. And a lot of other people do, too. Gosh, Victoria, she's got songs on iTunes.
I know. We are in the midst of an up-and-coming star here. She is amazing. Absolutely. And you know what's really neat is how we ended up being able to showcase her as one of our hometown heroes. It was because of the music. And if it's okay, I'm going to kind of summarize the nomination letter. She recently did something amazing there. Dr. David Richards, he's a chiropractor in our area. He said his son, Ben, who has Down syndrome and is severely autistic, really connected when he found some of your songs on iTunes. In fact, but he didn't realize that you two actually, you're a classmate of his until this year.
Yes.
And you did something that was amazing, and Dr. Richards says it really just impacted Ben in an incredible way. He would listen to this nonstop, her songs. He was totally hooked.
Not knowing. That it was a classmate.
Right. Yeah. And then, I mean, what she did next was nothing short of amazing.
She did a concert for him, private concert for him.
Yeah, he's a great kid. He really is.
Yeah.
I don't know how long I've known him, but yeah, he's a very sweet kid.
We kind of think you're a great kid, too. But tell us about doing that concert. I know he had to be freaking out, you know?
Yeah, Dr. Richards was telling me about how he had been listening to my songs after I recorded them last year, and he just by accident found them on his iPod and was playing them over and over and over. And I was thinking, why not just give him a concert? I mean, yeah. I'm so close. It'd be so easy. A couple hours of my time. It's not a big deal. And yeah, he really, really enjoyed it. He was smiling.
That is just phenomenal. One of the songs that I'm sure he listened to over and over again was one that we have here called The Jones.
Yes.
Tell us, that's a creation of yours,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
You wrote it?
Yes.
Recorded it? So set it up, and I want to play it for everybody to hear here.
Yeah.
But tell us about where you got the inspiration for the song.
Yeah, The Jones is after the cliche, Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Okay.
And I wrote that because I feel that that is a very strong issue that our society has both today and has had in the past. And I feel like that's something, especially in my generation with Instagram and Facebook and all the social media that's out there, even though that's a great thing, it also at times can be a very toxic thing that people are constantly looking at and trying to be like everyone else. And I don't think that you don't need to do that. Be yourself. Yeah. Be original.
So don't worry about keeping up with the Joneses, right?
No, be yourself. Be original.
Where did you record the song?
Nashville, Tennessee on Music Row.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I bet that was an
experience. No kidding. I mean, everyone dreams of Music Row, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I, while I was there, looked at Belmont, which would be a really cool college to go to. I would love to go there and audition and try to get in there. But yeah, it was an amazing experience with some really cool people.
I have to know, when did you start realizing that music was your thing, as we said earlier?
I would say elementary school, fourth, fifth grade. Third grade, I started playing guitar. I would say fourth or fifth grade is when I started taking it very seriously. At the time, I was acting over at the youth theater, and I moved over to full-time doing music. Sixth grade, I moved over to Jim Beaver School of Music, which has really helped me expand my music theory and just music in general. So that's where I went to start playing guitar and singing and piano and taking all the instrument lessons I do now.
Other instruments?
Yeah, guitar, piano are my other instruments right now.
Okay. Do you play on any of this recording?
I do not play the electric guitar, but you will hear me strumming in the background, and obviously that's my voice.
So. Well, let's hear Izzy Hughes, and it's called The Jones here on Real Country. Izzy is our hometown hero this morning.
Please.
It's really good.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm amazed. I can't wait to hear the other. You have two songs you've recorded.
Yes, I do.
What's the other one?
It's Straight Through.
Straight Through. Okay.
Yes.
These songs can be found on iTunes.
They can. Okay. iTunes and Amazon.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Well, I am, and to meet you is a pleasure, to see that you have taken the training you got at these various places like the youth theater, and you've taken it and turned it into really something good, and that private concert you did was that seems to be the catalyst that got you in here, and we're
definitely
so grateful. We really are. What were some of the questions? I've already forgotten.
I know. Well, we were talking about your inspiration.
Yeah, stuff,
because
yeah.
We were saying how you have a lovely tone and quality to your voice. How did you reach your inspiration to know that that's the sound you wanted?
Yeah, I saw Alison Krauss 3 years ago in 2013 in Knoxville, Tennessee, live, and that was a really cool experience. She has a beautiful, pure voice, both on the recordings and live. She's one of those people who you see and her voice doesn't change. I pull from different genres a lot. I love Michael Bublé. I love Adele. I think that it's really important to have a full understanding of all different, just a little bit of everything, so that I'm not biased towards one or the other. I like to have a very, very big
broad approach. And that shows. That really does show in your music. You're not in one particular, and it really shows. Well, Victoria's got a little bag of goodies over here for you.
Thank you.
A little something to say thank you for what you did. I mean, reaching out and doing that personal concert with Ben, the young man who heard your song and fell in love with the music and didn't even realize you two were classmates at the time and stuff. Yeah. That probably just, you know, really touched his heart, and it touched our hearts too.
Yes.
It's so neat to meet a young lady who has so many goals and dreams and yet so down to earth.
Yeah.
You're a real treat.
Thank you.
You're not worried about keeping up with the Joneses.
There you go.
Izzy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria.
My pleasure. This was a great one.
Yeah, I agree. Y'all have a great day.